Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. You're welcoming me back. Well, there's all sorts of welcoming. Hello to you all. I see Megan is in the chat. She joined us Friday at our event, our pinball orgy number one. Huge success. Outstanding time had by all. More than one person indicated to me that it's interesting because we were at the corner bar having a little snack action before we went across the street to Pinball Land in the beautiful community of Rockford, Michigan, which, by the way, that really shuts down at like 9, 10 o'clock. There was nobody on the street. It was suggested that it seemed like a movie set, the scene from Back to the Future, where Marty and Doc got to get up to 87 miles an hour to make the DeLorean go back in time. The comment was made about how seeing everybody, hearing everybody, it's like, oh, God, so putting all the faces with the names is really, really interesting. Oh, you're Man Bun Chris. Oh, you're Rainbow Flag Jeremy. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Hey. So away we go. That was a good time. A lot to get to on the second half of the show, and let us get right into updating the Fat-a-thon. First off, I had suggested to the multi-talented Amanda when she indicated, hey, I'm just going to drop out. You know, it was kind of like where she had been going up, down, and wasn't really doing anything for several weeks. And then she said, I'm just going to quit altogether and just give up. And so the suggestion was made, all right, look. She says, I'm at a music festival right now, and I'm not going to behave myself. It's going to be horrible dietary habits and strange. That's what I'm going to do at this event. I said, go ahead and do that. Take next week off totally. Pig out like an asshole and then get back on the horse. So today, this is what we're doing. We're scrapping everything. This is her first week all over again. And she even suggested that. She didn't really suggest it. She just said, I guess I'm starting over. And it isn't really entirely because you've still lost, 20 pounds or so in the ballpark of. But let's just concentrate on today. Let's concentrate on good food choices today. That's what you need to do. Let's just get through today. She clocks in at 303.6. That's some power right there. Okay? She starts running and gets ahead of steam. Look out. I'm not going to update what she's gained, what she's lost, how much she's lost overall. That's the only number I'm working with right now. And I actually wrote down week one. She is at 303.6. Myself, I lost 0.8. Down to 179.2. Overall, 6.3 pounds lost in 14 weeks. Not that great. not that bad. Rebecca is down. Rebecca and Jeremy, they both had like wonky weeks the previous week. But I think these two have gotten the message. Rebecca is down. She was at 278. Now she's at 276.9. That drops 1.1. And she is down 17.8 for 22 weeks. Jeremy really got back after it. Big fella had gained last week and had gotten back over, what do you call it? 230. He was at 230.4. He had a couple of weird weeks, but he's back with a vengeance as he peels off 3.2 to put him at 227.2 overall. Now, after that 3.2 pound loss, he's dropped 108.1 in 43 weeks. My God, is that awesome. As we go on the second episode of a Monday, I want to make sure that I'm transmitting. I see that I am, but I sometimes hear from more people in the chat. But it's looking like they're rolling in right now. So hello to you all. Amy is here. Jeremy is here. Weight loss back off the radio dial. That's right. It ends at 107.9. Amy was with us at the pinball orgy, and that was fun celebrating 5-0 for her, and but she did not bring Gary, and I don't know, is Gary kind of like stick in the mud? Because this was, if you can't get excited about going to old school pinball place, what the fuck, man? Holy shit, she was there by herself. Well, she had us, but still. You tell that guy Gary he needs to be at the next pinball adventure. Mr. Gary is a homebody. I don't give a shit. Now, and on your 50th birthday, Gary needed to be there. Amy says that her and Stevie hung out. Well, that's nice. Yeah, Rob, I would have wanted Rob to be there, but after the performance of Rob on the live show, the Ben and Eric live show on Zoom, I might be a little bit concerned with that, because I don't know, he might consume like 50 gummies and have a conversation with Donkey Kong or something like that. Jeremy says the most surprising thing for me about the pinball orgy was how short Amy is. What? Really? She seemed about average height to me. I mean, but that's me. I'm little to begin with. Fun fact. Easy fun fact. Some of you old timers may remember TV clown Bozo the Clown. Now, there was a Bozo in pretty much every city. There was like a franchise fee. You pay the original Bozo like a bunch of money, and you can be Bozo in your town. I think that happened in Grand Rapids, and it happened in Detroit. Now, when I grew up in Detroit, there was a show called Bozo's Big Top. I think it was off of the air in about 77 or 78. Now, this was big because he was on the air there for like 20-plus years. This is a big deal. Bozo had a sidekick, and his name was Mr. Houdini. He had a fucking turban on, and he'd do all sorts of wacky shit. Do any of you recall Mr. Houdini And he spelled it W-H-O-D-I-N-I or whatever the fuck. He was Bozo's sidekick. Well, I found this out. Ryan, who owns Pinball Land, his dad was Mr. Houdini. Like, that's the guy. Ryan was born at about the same time that Bozo's Big Top went off the air. But, motherfucker, I was like, your dad was Mr. Houdini? Holy shit! In fact, Pooh Bear has a newspaper clip. When she was a kid, she was on Bozo's Big Top. And there's a picture, a newspaper clip, like from the local Birmingham Thrifty Nickel or whatever the fuck from back in the day of Pooh Bear, like 4 years old, standing next to Bozo and Mr. Houdini, Ryan's fucking dad from Pinball Land. God damn. Cool. I don't know. Little easy fun fact for you. Not to be confused with Maureen's fun facts. Okay. Okay. Updated Fatathon. Check. There was a church shooting in Detroit, and this one was unlike other church shootings because none of the churchgoers died. And this was a church that, like I said, Metro Detroit area. And the craziest fucking thing happened because the wacko who's going to shoot up the church, he's dead. And he had he kind of called his shot because he had posted online some nasty shit about this particular church in Detroit. I'm not going to play the TV report of it because it's, you know, I do a better job of explaining it. But this asshole had posted some crazy biblical verses, Bible verses, and then at the end of it, he named the church Cornerstone Church in Wayne, Michigan. I'm coming for you, or blood is on your hands, or some shit. You know, he probably got touched at some point by the church, people in the church, which, I mean, that's kind of a thing nowadays, right? If you are a person at a church and you're vulnerable, maybe a young person, there's going to be some dude in your butt. All right. So I wouldn't be surprised if this guy had a couple of dudes in his keister and this is his response. Now, that is all speculation on my part. We don't know that. We don't know that any of the church members stuck their fingers or ding dongs into the guy's butt. But this guy, whoever he was pissed off. So they were kind of like on extra guard. Now, a lot of churches run security. My stepsister's husband, he runs security at a church, and you got several people, what do they call them, sentries, that mine posts near the church and around the church and in the church. They're all strapped. In that case, they also have sheriff's deputies that they pay to be there, and that's a good thing, you know? I mean, because nowadays, it's... you're looking at the possibility of somebody trying to shoot up the church because fucking idiots are crazy these days. So anyway, this guy calls the shot, so they were on extra alert. And so he shows up at the church, comes storming out of his vehicle, and he is got tactical gear and the helmet and the AK or the AR and a bazooka and hand grenades. He's ready, and he is sprinting into the church. And then just as he got close, one of the security guards in his F-150 truck knew this was coming, saw him, and he punched it. Because he's in his truck, and he fucking ran over him like Nordberg in The Naked Gun. And so the guy is fucked, all right? But he's still got a pistol, and he starts shooting the guy. And one of the security guards gets hit by the gunfire. So he then comes up, and, he shot him in the head. He killed him. It was fucking great. Oh, my God. It is so awesome. That is my favorite church right now. And I don't like any churches, really. But if I was near that church, I would go to that church because of this moment right here. So the good guys with the guns save the people. There was actually video because inside of the church at the time, it was a kids' youth group, and they were doing one of those plays, like a Jesus play. And frankly, if I had been in there while the Jesus play was going on, I would have run in front of the bullet just to get so I didn't have to sit through the Jesus play. I would have been like, kill me first, please. This is horrible. But they were in there, and they heard all the gunfire, and then they took off running. It was really dramatic footage. But all's well that ends well, and that bastard's dead. So the world's a better place. Outstanding. All right. Got a lot more to get to. I've got some outstanding moments. First of all, let me get to this. This is not AI of the Iranian guy that's known as the Ayatollah. Remember when we were growing up, Maureen, the Ayatollah Khomeini? I don't know if this guy is known as the Ayatollah Khomeini. I think Ayatollah is like a term for like supreme leader with these brainwashed fuckface Iranians. This is not AI of the Ayatollah in the bunker thinking he's safe.
So anyway, guys, we are completely safe down here in this bunker. These motherfuckers can drop anything they want and they can't do shit to me. So we can just dance and party all night long down here. Okay. What the hell? Okay, everybody, just remain calm, everybody. Remain calm, people. So anyway.
Outstanding. I have dash cam footage of the one of the facilities that was struck by one of those bunker buster bombs. I don't know. I think this guy is like, he's got his dash cam and he's on the phone with like his wife or some shit. And there's captions, but I'll kind of like translate. This is how it happened when that bomb blew up. This is a great, great video. You'll see it pop in here and you'll be able to see it if you click on the link in the show notes. That's a wife saying, you're making this up. You're making this up. Yes, we have it here. I don't know what that means. He says, is it the siren itself or an alert? So I guess he's aware that shit's been going down. We have sirens in Ashdod. Was there a siren or wasn't there a siren? So I just told you, asshole. I told you there was a siren. You didn't get it yet. I pee to your ears. You know, that's all the concrete blowing out of this dude's car.
Oh, the fuck?
Now, he just, it sounded like he said, oh, what the fuck? But he said, whoa, that's scary.
Oh,
he's driving through it. His name is Einav. God forbid that's scary, he says. Okay, no, that's not what he said. He said, that's a motherfucker. He fell right next to me, almost on my head, the missile just now. It's worth another look, I think.
Oh, what the fuck?
Navi happened to be driving by it right when it hit. Oh my God, is that spectacular. Tyler says what I said. I don't believe he actually said, whoa, that's scary, LOL. Can you add subtitles now since our eardrums are blown out, LOL? Thank you to Scott for who sent that to me. He's here in the chat right now. Ayatollah Khomeini is dead. This one is Khamenei. Is the Ayatollah get a name similar to like when the Pope is named? They like give him a different name. It has to mean something particular. I doubt that that's like the guy's real name. Like if that were, in theory, could we at one point have Ayatollah Frank or Ayatollah Larry? Well, that's incredible, that footage. Also incredible was a broadcasting moment over the weekend that we need to talk about. This is the dude for the St. Louis Cardinals, Chip Carey. He's the grandson of Harry Carey. The timing on this couldn't be worse. The subject matter that Chip Carey was talking about was the upcoming, Disability Pride Night. Now, I don't know if that means you're disabled and gay, or they just want you to have pride with your disability. Either way, Chip Carey, I think it means you got to be, in order to get these goodies, like this baseball hat here, you got to be a gay guy in a wheelchair or some shit.
Cat featuring the Disability Pride flag.
Okay. There you go.
Cat featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme.
That was fantastic. He fucked it up, and instead of saying flag, he said F rhymes with bag. I'm surprised we don't hear that one more often. What was great is I think his brain was cooked after he said it because this is going to be weird, but everything was silent for the next 31 seconds after he said that.
Cat featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme.
Maybe he doesn't play for that. Look, no one's talking.
Need that one.
Cat featuring the Disability Pride.
Need that one. So we don't know if after he said that, did he shut the mic off? Was he laughing? Was he crying? My vote is he's laughing. That there is laughter in the booth. In fact, when they finally get back after it, it sounds like the guy who said the next line 31 seconds later, it sounds like he was chuckling.
Lead that one.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that a laugh there. That was Brad Thompson who weighed in after 31 seconds. Okay, now, that was a blunder. Man Bun Chris says the four people in St. Louis who meet the criteria were all there. Tyler says maybe he was reaching out to Tom Brenneman, damn it, for emergency PR advice. Man Bun Chris says it has to be disability pride, doesn't it? Or else that's super, super niche or niche. Yeah, I'm not sure. Tyler also adds that silence was him rapidly typing out an apology for his social media. The team said it was an accident. They will do nothing. I believe that that was an accident. I do not believe that that was on purpose. No apology necessary, in my opinion, and there was none, thank God. Speaking of Tom Brenneman, this is Tom from just under 5 years ago when he did not know that he was actually on camera for the Cincinnati Reds. You'll hear the moment. And then later on in the game, Brenneman has been told that that went out over the air and he had to apologize. This was the last thing he did in Major League Baseball. In his ear, someone was talking about something. One of the communities that the Reds were going to be playing in. And he made this crack.
One of the fag capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
Pre-game show, Ray St. Clair Roofing. After he says the F rhymes with bag cap, one of the F rhymes with bag capitals of the world. It took to the top of the fifth inning for Brenneman to respond with Nick Castellanos stepping to the plate. This started the whole phenomenon of when there's a horrible thing that is being discussed or happens or something wrong or bad happens. Nick Castellanos always hits a home run. Or something happens to Nick Castellanos. Yeah, COVID, you can see all the cardboard cutouts of faces behind the home plate.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game. As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
The fact that in the middle of his stupid groveling apology, this fucker jacks the ball hits a home run. Jeez.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck.
That's the key thing. I want to apologize to the people who signed my paycheck.
For the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with.
It would have been more effective, I think, if you said, ladies and gentlemen, you heard I said a word that a lot of people are pissed off about. And, you know, like his employers are probably like, you got to go out there and apologize. I would say, and I want you to know that I am not sorry. That was a great crack and a damn good joke. And I don't feel bad about saying it, and I'm telling you, this is all your fault. You need to get over it, all right? It's not that big of a deal that I said that. It was a joke. Go fuck yourself, and then just, like, leave.
For anybody that I've offended here tonight, I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am, and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people.
See, I don't believe that he's a bigot. I think he just said something that idiots say. I would say that. Who wouldn't say that? I'm not going to say it onto a microphone. I'm going to say it in a setting that I know nobody's going to hear me.
People that they could back that up.
Like, I would only say that to a person I know is F rhymes with bag word friendly. Somebody that I know I can get away saying that with. I can't walk around at pinball land calling people F rhymes with bag. I would never dream of that. I would only call charity scam Mike in F rhymes with bag. Or Diana. Come on now. Right? Who's with me?
I am very, very sorry. And I beg for your forgiveness.
Oh.
Jim Dale will take you the rest of the way home.
Oh, Jim Dale. Whatever happened to Jim Dale? Tyler says the Cassiano's curse origin story. LOL, I'm not sure what happened. I suddenly felt this intense energy and focus I've never experienced before while something terrible happened. Man Bun Chris suggested he should have said, I'm already fired, so I'm standing on my business. He also adds, what a dumb apology. I like to think of myself as a great guy. Well, anyway, here's a home run. Chris also adds, like Michael Scott said, you don't call someone that because they're gay. You say it because they're acting F rhymes with baggy. Megan says, I would not say that. Oh, I believe that. By the way, I've got big news. I was communicating with Megan over the weekend, and there is a new puppy coming to town. It's called a charcoal lab, which I had not heard of. It's this unique color on this puppy dog, and her name is Josie. And she might be the cutest baby dog I have seen in my entire life. I think I should go ahead and make that available so that you can see it with me. She's been sending me photographs all weekend. And what's crazy is now she has to wait. I guess there's a reason why the dog couldn't have been taken home yesterday or over the weekend. Maybe it needs that extra week to get it ready or whatever the hell. But yeah, this one just kind of fell out of the sky. Okay, let's take a peek at Josie, the puppy dog. Okay, there she is. Now look at that. Oh my God, that face. Hello, baby. Hello, puppy. Oh my God. Stop it right now. Okay, I'm coming over. That is one way to get me in the door, puppy dog. Outstanding. The question, will the dog's eyes stay that blue? They're not sure. All right, I've got one more horrible broadcasting moment. It was Gary Kuiper. Is that his name? Gary Kuiper? Glenn Kuiper. Okay, now he says the N-word here. And I've never been able to understand a couple things about this. First of all, just overall how he managed to do it. And how the guy that he's sitting next to with the beard didn't, like, react. He just continued on like nothing happened. Glenn is excited because he's talking about how these two, him and the guy with the beard, they did a couple things while they were visiting wherever this is, St. Louis, I think. It's a thing called the Negro League Baseball Museum. Or Negro League Museum. And he's going to mention that. He goes, boy, we had a great weekend. And what he wanted to say was Negro League Museum and then so-and-so's barbecue. And he, just like that first clip with Chip Carey when he said F rhymes with bag before flag, you know how he immediately said flag and he kind of, you know, recovered? This guy does not recover. He just says N with the hard R slowly, concisely, and keeps going. It's one of the craziest things I have ever seen or heard in my entire life. I think the only logical explanation is that he says that word so much that it just flew out of him. And that's not even a logical explanation. What? This is that moment. You're going to hear N with a hard R, FYI.
We had a phenomenal day today. Negro League Museum and Arthur Bryant's barbecue.
What? Oh my God, that's horrible. How the fuck did you manage to do that? And then again, how does guy with the beard not react? And how does guy who said it not like fix it unless if he wanted to say it like that?
We had a phenomenal day today. Negro League Museum and Arthur Bryant's barbecue. Oh,
maybe he was just thinking about Arthur Bryant's barbecue. That's why he didn't react. I don't know. Maureen says, oh my God, my son told me the other day that some dude in the bar at Crystal Lake where our cottage is called him the N-word, hard R, three times recently. I asked, what do you do? He said, I got up and slapped him across the face. Jesus, I cannot believe that happened. So that means if your son saw you on the Patreon a couple years ago, he'd probably smack you. By the way, Tyler was at the pinball event. And I think Megan was there and didn't know that Tyler was there. Holy shit. So did Chris. Yeah, he was there from the very beginning. I think I just failed to, like, introduce him to everybody. That's what I think happened. Well, that's Tyler's fault. He should have been with us at the damn corner bar. This is the follow-up to Glenn Kuiper. This is his apology. It happened several innings later.
Welcome back to Kauffman Stadium. I just wanted to, a little bit earlier in the
show. Okay, this happened in Kansas City.
Joe, I said something didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to, and I just wanted to apologize if it sounded different than I meant it.
Wait, hold on a minute, man.
Welcome back to Kauffman Stadium. I just wanted to, a little bit earlier in the show, I said something didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to.
You said the N-word. Like, perfectly. That was the best N-word saying ever, if that could be possible.
And I just wanted to apologize if it sounded different than...
Different.
Meant it to be said. And like I said, I just wanted to apologize for that. Laureano is the hitter. He takes a...
Whatever happened to that guy? I think Tom Brenneman, the other guy who said that F rhymes with bag capital of the world, he's back in baseball. I don't think he's in Major League Baseball. Tom Brenneman now. CW Network college football games. Glenn Kuiper now. I think he is still a former broadcaster. On May 5th, 2023, talks about the incident. He appeared to misspeak and instead said the word, well, the word. That, I'm sorry, a misspeak was Chip Carey. That cannot be categorized as a misspeak. Kuiper released a statement saying of his firing, he will always have a hard time understanding how one mistake in a 20-year broadcasting career is cause for termination. Yeah, I know. I know. It's a tough one. But you dropped the atom bomb. I mean, like, even right now, if I was saying that I went to the Negro League Museum, and if I accidentally said the N-word, even right now in the ironic moment of talking about this, even if I said it right now, I would immediately be flabbergasted, flustered. I would know what I would say. I would be like so appalled that it happened. I'd be mortified. You know, all that shit. He just kept going. God damn. Okay, so those three, I don't think Chip Carey can be on the Mount Rushmore there. I think that was just a fuck up. That one's just fucking funny. In fact, I'm going to play that one again. Poor Chip.
Cap featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille.
Yeah, that is, it's the fact that he fixed it. And then all of that shit. Now, if there's video and they show the booth and they're laughing hysterically, some people are going to have a problem with that. I'm not. That's fucking funny. That was a mistake. But even if Ding Dong, who said the N-word, I mean, even if he really actually, it was an actual accident or a mistake, I'm still going to fire him 10 out of 10 times. So it remains to be seen whether or not N-word guy did it on purpose. I think the fact that he was live and he didn't, I think he might have just done that accidentally, but I still think that that's a reason to get fired. I don't even give a shit. But I think Brenneman is the worst because he didn't know he was on the air and yet he said it, and then the stupid apology. Tyler says, of all the ways, all the words to precede the accidental F rhymes with bag, it was probably the worst one. Pride. Oh, incredible. Man Bun Chris says, if it's a mishap, you shut it down right after it leaves your mouth, in my opinion. Tyler says, I meant to say it was a bigger league museum. Oh, God. Chris adds, you're right with the apologies. It makes it way worse when they apologize for if you were offended. There was a baseball pitcher, former pitcher Jack Morris, who used to be a color commentator for the Tigers. And they were talking about Shohei Ohtani and how you must approach him as a pitcher or something like that. And Morris said very, very carefully, which people thought he was doing an impersonation of a Chinese dude. Now, he didn't go like, very, very carefully. And, like, make his eyes sideways and do, like, what I just did. But he said very, very carefully or something like that. He was doing a voice. And they go, oh, my God, can you believe that? holy shit. He's making fun of Chinese people, and they fucking fired him. Man Bun Chris says, I thought it was Elmer Fudd. I think he even said Elmer Fudd. Jack Morris. Chinese slur. Or Japanese. Yeah, Jack Morris got in trouble for using an accent to describe Shohei Ohtani. I wish when they would have like descriptions of these things, they would have like the actual audio. I have it.
In business since 1936, Salisbury Industries is the leading manufacturer of quality metal lockers, wood lockers, plastic.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful.
That was it. Fired.
Honey.
Be very, very careful. Well, folks, Shohei Ohtani is coming to the plate, and it's been brought to my attention, and I sincerely apologize if I offended anybody, especially anybody in the Asian community, for what I said about pitching and being careful to Shohei Ohtani. I did not intend for any offensive thing, and I apologize if I did. Certainly respect and have the utmost respect for this guy. And don't blame a pitcher for walking.
He's never done that job again. He's out. God. Fuck. Hey. Well, that's that for him. Fuck, I don't know. I just... Tyler says it's his own fault. His Elmer Fudd impression was too shitty. Jeremy says Jack Morris got hosed. He was obviously doing Elmer Fudd. Yeah, I don't know why I thought he said that he did Elmer Fudd. He admitted it pretty much. What is your worst PA slip up on PA or radio? One time on the radio, I was talking about the Tigers, and I said, yep, there they go, right in the shitter. That was on GRD. It got dumped, so it was never heard. PA. Yeah, I don't think I have any big ones. There was one time in particular. No, there was one big one. It was I was working in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the PA, they actually gave you an actual microphone. The one I use at Van Andel, it's kind of like you got the headphones and then the thing that, like the Britney Spears deal. Microphone is attached to the headphones. But this makes it even harder because I actually had a microphone. And there was this player that I used to give tons of shit to, and he would give me shit. His name is Andrew Tortorella. And he was doing warm-ups, and we were like eyeing each other and like giving each other the finger and shit like that. And then he skates over to where I am, and in between panes of glass, there's a space of about half an inch where if you speak into the opening, you can hear. So he puts his ear to, and then I say something, I put my ear, and then he says something. So we're saying shit back and forth to each other. And so, but the mic is on, so when I said, yeah, why don't you go do your warm-ups, you piece of shit, or some, I made some horrible comment, like, and I was saying, like, the F word, and fuck you, you piece, it went out over the PA, like, as if I was speaking it like this pronounced, yeah, why don't you go fuck off, like, that bad, and at the moment that I realized that my voice was going out into the building, he did, he realized it, too, we both went, like, holy shit. And then he skated away laughing, and people are like, what the fuck? What just happened? Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. That's probably the worst. That was probably the worst. There was a moment, too, before I joined Free Beer and Hot Wings, where right after they started in Knoxville, I was on WIMZ. And they were at the intermission of the hockey game. They came on the ice to say, "Hey, we're the new boarding show. Come." Now, I hated them because they were going against us. So I don't know these people at all. And so they come out, and I think I said some smart-ass comment about them or did something. Greg called the hockey team and told on me. And they got so pissed at me for being a smart-ass when they were on the ice, and my fucking ass was in the sling for that one. Fuck. Man Bun Chris says, "What about the weather report call-in?" What the? Now, I don't remember that. I'm going to need more context. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure I told it, but I don't. You're going to need to write more. Oh, raining dicks and pussies. God, I can get that right now. Oh, fuck. I don't have it in front of me. That's too bad. Called into a radio station. And I said nasty words on the radio. But that was intentional. I was trying to do that. And it wasn't my radio station. All right. We have an asshole of the day that we have to award in mere moments. If you have a nominee, please put it in the chat. Frank Fuss helps you with the healthcare marketplace. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for information. It's always free with Frank Fuss. He's a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker, and he will help you out. King's Room Barbershop, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. It's going to set you back $21 plus tip. Please mention me. Kuiper Tree Care, they cut down trees. Tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, tree pruning, storm cleanup, all Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R. treecare.com 616-828-8225. Mention EZ. When you need pool supplies, go to Jennison Pool and Spa Depot right on Chicago Drive. 616-457-0500. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. They also install pools, whether it's a vinyl, whether it's a fiberglass insert. They can do it all different budgets. Reach out to them. Hot tub on the fritz, they'll fix it. Pool filter damaged, they'll put in a new one. You need a furnace or a heater for your pool, they'll install it. New filter, they'll do it too. Servicing everything, all the supplies that you need and chemicals at Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Let us come up with our asshole of the day today. I should see in front of me a dry erase marker. Ah, there it is. Outstanding. I thought for a second I lost it. I am KO with breaking news. Allegedly, Iran has fired missiles at a U.S. base. I nominate them for asshole of the day. C-Bear 495 says, "I remember one. Tell her she's a better whore." Yeah, you typed it all weird. I don't know what that means. All right, I'll just make it easy. Assholes of the day are the country of Iran. There you go. Thank you so much for being here. I'll have the Patreon bonus a little bit later on, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, and appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.